very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we want to welcome those of you who are joining us on Be Live and on our Facebook page. Thank you so much. And today is Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. My name is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic, because there are some health experts who are saying that there is a second wave in Zimbabwe. That is after the first wave, and we saw that the figures were going down. Now they are actually going up. And most are attributing this to the opening of schools and also the opening of the borders. That has seen the numbers actually spiking and the number of deaths also increasing. And according to the Ministry of Information, yesterday alone there were 164 new cases. And all these are local transmissions with people with no history of traveling outside the country. But of course, some specialists are saying these are actually might be people who might have entered Zimbabwe illegally through illegal crossing points. And there were also 45 new recoveries, which means the number of people who have recovered to date is 9,599. And those the cases at the moment are 11,522. These are the positive cases since this pandemic started. And then, of course, those who have died to date, 310. There was another death in Harare yesterday, Gibbs.
Yes, Blessing, according to the Ministry of Information too, you know, there are 11,522 COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. And out of this number, 9,599 have actually survived COVID-19, and 310 people have died in the country since March this year. And according to Johns Hopkins University, there are more than 74 million people worldwide who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, an estimated 1,638,000 have actually died. And apart from that, in USA, Blessing, it seems as if there are so many cases. Now there are more than 17 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, there are 303,867 who have actually died. Zulu Kandaba, Lingali Njani, Lapelkona, and Dawin, Zoke Zomklava, SGNL, Lampake, Diaspora Forum, Skulma, Konokuke, Uti, Mkutan, COVID-19, Kanya, Uyamemete, Sakuluma, Jalo, Langoketo, Lemeliga, Lunok Cheneo. So I'm asking again, we COVID-19. So I want to talk about 11,000. I say, I'm going to go to the law. What do you want to do? 10,000. I paper for COVID-19. About 310. I'm going to go to the law. We're going to go to Johns Hopkins University. It's all about 74 million. I say, I'm going to COVID-19. I'm going to go to the law. What about 1,638,339? Sebapupa. Lapa ke wole mendiga suku labantu abafika 17 million ase evanjwe COVID-19. Kuzo kutike 303,867 sebapupa. So ke mkutlani lo ukanya sivili umemeteka ukunyoku mangalisaru. Ye, kunjalo plesi.
Bunga hamawadi wa nasi chiku tauranizi chirwere chanietza pasirose chirwere che COVID-19. Nekuti kubva kubazi rezveutano pane vanhuwo mazana matatu ane gumi kana 310 vafa nechirwere ichi muZimbabwe. Nezuru kwakafa munhu mumwe chete kuHarare, uye vanhu vanodarika zuru gumi nechimwe kana kuti 11,000 vabatwa nechirwere ichi muZimbabwe zvakare. Nezuro chete vanhu vanodarika zana namakumi matanhatu nevana kana 164 vakabatwawo nechirwere ichi, kuratidza kuti chinenge chadzoka zvine mutsindo. Vana chiremba Gibbs vanoti masymptoms echirwere ichi, kana kuti uzwe kuti waakurwara, the symptoms are fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea. And then there are warning signs that show, and if someone is showing any of these signs, they must seek emergency medical care immediately. So if you are having trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to wake or stay awake, bluish lips or face, gives these emergency cases, you must actually call your doctor because this is actually serious.
Yes, apart from that, Blessing, we know that there are some people who are returning home for the Christmas holidays, and we are told that some people are actually buying COVID-19 certificates. It is a must that when people have got some kind of high temperature and all those kind of things, they are checked at the border, and you are bound to pay up to about 60 US dollars at the Bulbridge Border Post or in Plumtree or any entry point in Zimbabwe. So now indications of that are some people who are buying these certificates at Park Station in Johannesburg, and some that are buying them in Francistown and Haberon in Botswana. So it seems as if this is a very, very serious issue, because if you buy these certificates, you won't be tested in the first place. So we are told this is very, very serious, Blessing.
Yes, Gibbs, I think the problem with COVID, it might not, lead to your death as an individual, but sometimes if you are coming from, say, America, South Africa, Botswana, you are not tested, this is the festive season, you go and interact with your elderly parents or grandparents, that is a group usually that is a high-risk group. So if you are young, you can, of course, survive. Chances are very high. Mm-hmm. But if you interact with your parents, it's a problem. So when people start forging these certificates, it's a cause for serious concern.
Yes, Blessing. Now we've got our first guest, Mr. Michael Ndweni, who is the chairperson or the director of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. We know that this association comprises people that are actually crossing the borders up and down. So, Mr. Ndweni, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Duve. Good evening, good morning to viewers all over the world.
Yes, so there's this issue of cross-border traders who are crossing from Zimbabwe to South Africa. And there are some coming from South Africa, you know, returning home. And there's an issue here on the buying of COVID certificates. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yes, Tube, there has been allegations and also some kind of proof that people are selling, maybe because you talk about buying, they are selling fake PCR COVID-19 certificates. We have received reports and also saw pictures of people being denied entry in South Africa, to be specific, because they are unscrupulous people who are selling some of these fake COVID-19 PCR certificates. And the biggest challenge is the fee of accessing this certificate. On average, the certificate from legit institutions like health facilities goes for around 60 US dollars. And we are told that the fake certificates that turns out to be fake when someone is already maybe at the border, it goes for around 20, 30 US dollars. So that has been a challenge that people are taking advantage of the desperate situation of people who are informal cross-border traders to swindle their money by selling them a fake COVID-19 certificates.
Blessing.
Mr. Ndilweni, I think there was a call from some vendors associations. They were saying that they wanted the government to assist them to get tested because it is expensive. Has there been any response from government, or was your organization involved in that call?
We have made that call also as an association, and a number of associations have made the call for the government to reconsider the fee that is paid for one to access the PCR COVID-19 certificate. There was also a report in one of the regional media house news station, if I may mention the name, if it's okay, that also carried out some kind of a feature of some sort in the station, indicating the plight of people who are crossing borders, who are, and then we're making a comparison on the fee of the PCR certificate. And in South Africa, for example, on average, they were indicating that it goes around 600 or thereabout of South African rand. And then here in Zimbabwe, it's going for 60 American dollars, which is perhaps around 1,000 or so or rand. So the concern is the variant. But we have made statements to government push them to at least look at the the COVID-19 PCR certificate fee. Therefore, yesterday we also had contact with the portfolio chairperson for the SMEs committee. Who was saying that he's going to be debating the budget, I think, yesterday and today. I have not checked the Hansard as yet to see if she raised the issue, but she had asked us to make some submissions to her for her to be able to raise this in Parliament and also ask the Minister of Finance. So we have been making these statements and also engaging some of these institutions like Parliament to try and raise this issue in Parliament. Yebo, ngiyabonga Dube. Esikunanzelayo ukuthi isithupha lesi esitshengisa ukuthi umuntu uhloliwe umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19, sesinanzelela ukuthi fana nakulabantu abasitshengisa ngudlu, kulabantu abasesitshengise impikitsha bephendukiswa emngceleni bekule-South Africa ngemva kokukhipha lesi sithupha besithi bona yiso abafuna ukuthi bachaphe naso. Sebephendukisiwe ke badidela ama-passport ukuthi hhayi denied entry kubhalwe ku-passport and then citing bebeka ukuthi isizathu yokuthi uphethe isithupha esomgodo. Okunjalo yokuthi-ke sibone futhi nemisakazo eyakhona apha ku-SADC like i-South African Broadcasting Corporation, SABC News, ikhipha-ke udaba lokuthi abantu bathwele nzima kakhulu, yikho sebesiya emngceleni engavunyelwayo. Bezama ukuthi babalekele inhlawulo abayikhuphayo ukuthi bathole isithupha lesi se-PCR COVID-19 certificate. Ngokunjalo-ke beqathanisa le-South Africa ukuthi ngale kwe-South Africa-ke babhadala imali engafika phose u-600 rand, ngapha kwele Zimbabwe iphose ingene kubo-1,000, beyedlule kancane, kuyimali-ke eningi nxa beqathanisa. Ngokunjalo-ke esesikwenzileke ukuthi-ke sesiye zama ukuthi sikhulume lengatsha zikahulumende, sikakhulu sikhangele ijalo lephalamende. Sikhulumisana lo umgcini sihlalo umama uMadiwa, semtshela ukuthi siyakhathazeka kakhulu-ke ngendaba-ke yokudula kwalesi sithupha, ngoba sokubangela ukuthi abantu bangene emanzini. Libona umfanekiso isimbili imfanekiso ephumileyo, omunye ophume kuthange umama lwana owe ezama uchapha esikolweni okwele emanzini zame kwasamba ukuthi antsheze aphume. Kulo mbiko kulenye futhi ipikisha ayiphumileyo itshengisa abantu bechapha emanzini kuleMpopo. Ngibona namhlanje bezama ukubalekela-ke ukuthi bangayi-ke emngceleni ovunyelwayo. Lokhu kufake-ke impilo zabantu engozini, yikho sesitheke uhulumende ngabe uyazama ukuthi akhangele. So umama uMadiwa olilunga ledala lephalamende njalo engumgcinisihlalo wekhomithi ekhangele ngamabhizinisi la amancane lasakhulayo, ubesithembisile ukuthi indaba leyi uzayibuza izolombe namhla nxa bephikisana-ke ngendaba yebhajethi ekade mele iphikiswane ngayo-ke edala lephalamende. So asakhangele-ke ukuthi-ke ukwenzile lokho, kodwa-ke sikwenzile njengenhlanganiso ezimela amalungelo abantu njalo abantu abazisebenzayo ukuthi sibaluleke ama-statements sithi ke uhulumende ngabe indawo leyo yayikhangelisisa ke ukuthi iyadula ngoba zibanjilo sifake abantu engozini okunye futhi ukuthi ke indawo zibe ziningi lapho okungathola khona lesi sifo ngoba kukhanya ngani abantu vele ababikwazi ukuthi vele sitholakala ngakho.
Yeah, blessing all what Ms. Ndweni is saying is that, you know, this is a very crisis, is a big crisis actually, in terms of, you know, people failing to pay what they are supposed to pay. So what they are doing now is they are crossing the borders illegally. So, and this, I guess, it can lead to some chaos and the spread of COVID-19, blessing.
Vokuka tabawadiwa kunavo vachambotibata tichitaura nezvechirwere checovid-19 nematambudziko ari kusangana nevanhu takanyanyotarisa iko zvino vanhu vaakuda kuenda kuzororo rekrisimusi vakawanda vanonzi vari kutenga zvitupa zvokuti vapinde kana kuti macovid certificates asi sezvatambotaura zvine dambudziko rekuti ukapinda munyika hongu unokwanisa kupinda asi ukazonosangana nevanhu kunyanya vanhu vakuru vanaana mai nana baba ndo vari mucategori isina kunaka yekuti immune system yavo inenge isina kumira zvakanaka zvichienzaniswa nevechidiki nekudaro ukaenda kumusha ukanosangana nana mai nana baba vakabatsira chirwere ichi vanokwanisa kufa nekudaro zvinokurudzirwa kuti kana wabva kune imwe nyika kana kuti wambofamba unofanira kuenda wega iwe muisolation nyange usati watestwa hako kuti kumboona kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei vanokurudzira mazuva kana kuti 5 to 10 days uchimbogara wega kana kuti muri mumba chaimo chaimo ukatanga kukosora kosora zvisina nyatsonzwisisika uchienda kubasa unofanira kutanga kupfeka mask iwewe uri mumba kuitira kuti udzivirire vanhu kuti vasabatire chirwere ichochi chinekuti tatarisa munyika dzakabudirira semuno muamerica kwatofanhu vanodarika 300,000
Yeah, what Blessing is saying is that, you know, at the end of the day, we have got a problem in Zimbabwe. So basically, people have to protect themselves. So we've got Nokutula Donsi, who lives in Cape Town now. She's from Zimbabwe. She's working for the hospitality industry. So, siyabonga kuhlelo, Donsi, kunjani kona ngapha? Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi abantu bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya kodwa kukhanyangazane kungaba lo hlupho tshake ngesilungu for 1 minute utshaye lakasendebele
I think people they are not much more informed in terms of these certificates because when you go to a public clinic here in Cape Town I have tested for COVID-19 like 2 times now. I've been testing because I'm at a hospitality sector. It's for free. To go to a public clinic is for free. So people, they go there for free, then we are given your results. So I think people, they are really, I think they are not really much more informed on what to do, that they end up going to these going to buy these fake certificates. So I think it's not really worth it to go and buy this certificate as much as it's very expensive. That is very true in terms of, especially when we look at our economy in Zimbabwe. You know, we can't expect those people to have 65 US. So it's really expensive, especially for them. So I think people that are not, they have to be educated, they have to be well informed about this COVID-19 because going to buy that fake certificate, which means you didn't even take care of yourself first when you decided to go there. So I think people that should first, before trying to meet the requirements to cross the border, I think we have to be as safe as possible in order for you to protect your families back home. So I think as for me, I'd rather stay home and not cross the border at this time because I think this COVID-19 will go out of control if the government doesn't put implement good measures. Definitely, this disease will go out of control in Zimbabwe. So I think people should just take good care of themselves.
Blessing, can you chip in?
Okay, I think my mic was muted. Of course, she's raising very important points that there is need for awareness. Because some health experts are saying that there is now fatigue. You know, like for some of us, we have been teleworking, working from home since April, right? So it's the same with many people. So now people are relaxed. They are like, the worst is over. But if you look at what is happening in Zimbabwe, it's actually worsening. There is what many analysts are saying, a second wave. So people must be vigilant all the time and make sure that they are not affected. And this means traveling, you know, has to be restricted unless it is necessary that you go home. Zvakakosha. Zviri kutaurwa namuzvare vatinawo pachirongwa kuti vanhu vanofanira kuti vanzwisise chirwere ichi nekuti akashayisa chenjedzo iyoyi chinogona kunetsa kuti chirwere chinopararira zvekuti sezvaakuitika muamerica kuti vanhu vanosvika 70 million zvaakuitika nezvekuti kana kuti contact tracing yatoregedzwa because hazvichabatsiri vanhu vacho vawandisa saka at least mukamaintaina nhamba iri pasi yekuti sezvatinoona kuzimbabwe mukatiwo kana kuti vanhu 100 vabatwa nhasi unokwanisa kuita contact tracing yacho kuti vasangana nani vabva kupi vadi asi vakaita kana kuti 10,000 5,000 pazuva zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka ndizvo.
Yes, we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Nkululeko Gwabalanja Mathe. He is in Johannesburg. Mr. Mathe, welcome to the program, sir. No, siyaphila kakhulu. So akutsho ke kwabalanda sizokuthiwa kutshiphile ukuthi uthole izithupha lezi ezitholakala emkambo. Akutshela abantu ukuthi uhamba njani khona.
Mr. Dube, akutshiphile kodwa akutshiphanga because i-corruption now is going to high lapho Johannesburg. You know Johannesburg too much corruption. So abantu baya umufika abantu abalalwazi asukuthi abanamali but abanalwazi uma befika lapha erenki bashayisana nomuntu noma yikuphi i-certificate bayathenga bona bacabanga ukuthi i-certificate is a get pass to go home but abantu kufanele bethole ulwazi ma-advice njengani i-Studio 7 at least balingathumela intatheli erenki laphaya kunodoctor kunetende ahambe ayoshuta just clip, video clip, ekwazi ukubonisa abantu real certificate bengafiki bethenga ama-certificate.
Ye, kungaphi khonapho?
Ngise Olivine close to Johannesburg but around mid-range.
Ngithi khonapho lapho utsho khona kulo dokotela kuthiwa ngaphi?
Wanderers Park Station, bayibiza bethi Cross Border Tax Association, kunodoctor lapho. So abantu abakwazi and then abantu bayekela abantu bengene ebhasini basebethenge ama-fake certificate. Ma sebefika ekhaya sebelanda amabhoda lapha sebeqalisa ukubabuza ama-certificate and then sebekhipha lama-certificate ama-fake sebeqalisa. So kunama-chances okuthi beye ku-quarantine abantu or either behambe ne-virus ekhaya. And then enye i-issue kumalayitha, you know, amalayitha it's i-black market. Akuna ma-rules lapha. Unikeza umalayitha 1.5 mile ungena emoteni kumalayitha. And then ufika ucrossa straight to go to Binga khona uyofaka i-virus. So i-dangerous.
So, Blessing, what Mr. Mathe is saying is that, you know, some people are actually buying fake certificates. And it says there's a doctor at what is called Wanderers Park Station where people can go and see a real doctor doing what he's supposed to be doing. And there's some cross-border people that do many things. You know, some just jump into vehicles, buses, and go home without being tested properly. So he says that's a very big problem. So, but if people want to see a proper doctor and a proper COVID-19 certificate, they should actually check this guy out at Wanderers Park Station in Johannesburg. I think it's a very busy area where people depart from when they're going to Zimbabwe. Yeah, Blessing.
hokuka hamwadiwa kuna vachangotibata tichitaura nezvechirwere checovid-19 charura pasi rose chauraya vanhu vanodarika mazana matatu nevatatu nebhumi kana 310 muZimbabwe uye tichitarisa muno muamerica 303,000 vanhu vafa nechirwere ichi pasi rose kwafa vanhu vanosvika iwo 1.6 million vanodarika 1.6 million saka hachisi chirwere chekutamba nacho hongu pari kunziwo pakawanikwa nhomba kana kuti vaccine yekuti vanhu vadzivirirwe kuchirwere ichi but ichiri ishoma of course gives I'm thinking about the vaccine the Pfizer vaccine that was first administered in Britain and on Monday here in America but the problem is you know even in America there's a huge shortage you know some states are getting far much less so what they are doing is to start with the frontline workers so of course the Africa CDC that is responsible for health in Africa was saying that they are concerned that America and other developed nations are literally hoarding the vaccine so they expect it to be in Africa maybe in April so what is important for everyone is to make sure you follow the guidelines by the Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization washing your hands wearing your mask this is not the time to relax simply because there is a vaccine it might even come very late to Africa because America for example they buy these drugs well in advance but even then like I said it's not even enough you know not everyone who needs it at the moment can have access to that vaccine so prevention I think that is the key word here
yes Mr. Ndweni so looking at the struggles faced by cross-border traders and their ability to actually purchase these certificates what can you say about that Mr. Ndweni
Yeah, I think I have said that there is need to seriously reduce the price of the PCR certificate in Zimbabwe to be specific because it is expensive. And that message has been unequivocal for us to government that government must seriously consider reducing the cost because what happens is that if they don't reduce the cost of the PCR certificate, that people are going to use illegal and also even legal entry points, but they use omalaicha, like my brother is saying, and pay some money, and they don't get tested, but they just bypass the system. And what's going to happen is that we are going to have calamity post-festive season when these people are going back, having left the virus with their families. And a lot of people are going to be coming into the country during the festive season. So if there is no action from government to see that at least they make the certificate accessible, be it at the ports of entry, should someone come from South Africa, maybe then at the border, they must be able to get the certificate. And if that is not done, then there's going to be chaos. So for us, I think there's need just to ensure that there's smooth kind of passage at the border so that people don't then get forced to use omalaicha to pass through the border through paying money or some of these illegal entry points. Like I said earlier on that we have seen videos of people swimming in the Limpopo River, dodging crocodiles and trying to get home. So it's really a concern for us because now the cost of compliance to COVID-19 protocols is now going to cost lives in the country.
So now looking at, going forward, what can happen now? You know, do you think the government can reduce, some of these costs and so forth?
In my humble view, I think as long as we put pressure on government, it's going to reduce. There is no other way to deal with this, because we want to understand what mechanism they use to get to $60 or $65. We want to understand if that then can be explained, perhaps it to be understood. But right now we don't know what then led to say that one has to pay $6, because we know that those people that are flying, they are paying $60 to get the certificate, but the people who are doing cross-border trading, they are now going to these fake certificates, and then they get turned back at the border, or get quarantined, like someone was saying, when they are caught. So the government must really look at this seriously, because it's going to have a serious implication to managing the spread of the coronavirus.
Blessing?
Of course. So, Mr. Ndweni, looking at the opening of the borders, and that was like on the 1st of December, right? Would you say there's been a lot of activity of people going to Botswana and South Africa, or now it's mostly people who are actually coming from, say, South Africa? Are people actually going to buy things as they used to do in neighboring countries?
Not a lot of people are crossing because of the cost that is associated with one to travel. So we had a discussion even in our platforms yesterday talking about this. Many people want to go to South Africa with Botswana, but it's because of the certificate cost that is making them not to go. So more people are coming, and these people are coming even using, like I said, illegal points or crossing illegal into the country. They use Omalaicha or they cross through the Limpopo. Sadly, now it's raining and the water levels are rising, and it's going to be, the chaos or calamity. People are going to die crossing the river. So a few people are going out, but more are coming into the country. Someone was saying, actually, if you go to the Botswana border, you actually see someone going there, because Botswana, we are told, yesterday I spoke to a doctor who told me that for Botswana, the certificate is valid for between 24 and 48 hours. Maybe it's at the discretion of the immigration officer or whatever the case might be, I don't know, but you are saying that certificate is valid for 48 hours, whereas in South Africa it's valid for 72 hours. And that on its own also, it presents a challenge, because then people will have to bribe their way out for them to stay either more days in South Africa or in Botswana. So it presents a lot of loopholes for people to actually then bypass the system. And bypassing the system means that you are then promoting the spread of the disease if you are not then tested, perhaps quarantined.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. I think we've got another guest, Blessing, and that is Mr. Musani Mbusontini. He is a Zimbabwean living now in USA. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Dure. How are you?
No, very fine, Mr. Ntini. So tell us, you're an observer. We've been hearing people here talking a lot about this problem where some people end up buying fake certificates. What's your take on that?
I think my take, Dure, people are doing this not just because they want to do that, but I think when you look at the cost, what other panelists are talking about, the cost is just too high, especially for people coming, or living during the COVID-19 era. A lot of people are not working. But what strikes me is the fact that some people are actually maybe even paying the prevailing $60 in the black market and getting a fake certificate. That's where it kind of puzzles me. You hear about people paying, 800 rands on the streets for a fake, certificate, when they can also get it from an authorized, lab for the same amount. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe there's some awareness issues. People don't have the information. They do like a last minute thing. They get to the tech station and they're told, you need a certificate. At that point, it's too late. They are forced to end up getting the fake certificates. The other issue that other concern that I have, normally the PCR certificates or the results shouldn't be instant. They take at least 12 hours, sometimes even 48 hours. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised that, it appears that even the doctors or the labs that have been spoken about here, that they actually can give people instant certificates. So even those labs, maybe people need to check them. Are they really doing the good work? Because if you look at in the U.S., you look at in Canada and other countries, the PCR doesn't happen instantly. So I'm surprised that they're able to produce certificates right away.
Blessing, do you have a question for Mr. Ntini?
Now, Mr. Ntimi, of course, we're also talking about the vaccine that is being given to the frontline health workers here in America. And of course, there's a debate. Some people are saying they are not comfortable. Are you?
Personally, I am comfortable, but, you know, lucky enough, I'm not one of the, you know, people that would get hurt. I'm going to put my ears on the ground and hear what's happening with the other people. But I think if I were, you know, personally, I'll be willing to do it, but I don't know how other people feel. But, you know, I think there's a lot of what's happening here, Mr. Zulu, is that I think the government or the producers of these vaccines, they're not really telling people how much testing was done before this thing was rolled out. They need to give, you know, give people the comfort level that this thing wasn't rushed. They did enough testing. There was enough due diligence performed so that people can be at ease. The other thing that could happen, if our president, Trump, can, you know, volunteer to be one of the first people to take it, I think people have more confidence in these medicines that are being rolled out.
Yes, of course, Dr. Fauci, the leading expert when it comes to these diseases, is calling upon President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, and also President-elect Joe Biden and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris to actually volunteer. But of course, former presidents Obama, Clinton, and George Bush have volunteered. But what health experts are also saying is that if you have severe allergies to some of these medications, it's not good for you to take the vaccine. And they are also saying that there was not enough research done when it comes to women who are pregnant and also children. So I would say it is a work in progress, but of course many health experts are saying that it is safe, you know, for the majority. But for it to work, of course, they are saying that for them to have what is called herd immunity, 70% of the people must be willing to take it. So if less than 50 or 60% do not take the vaccine, it's a problem, Gibbs.
Yes, Adonsi, would you buy a fake certificate?
No, I will never buy a fake certificate.
So you would prefer staying in South Africa than buying it?
Yes.
What makes you believe that that's the best route, you know?
Because I want to make sure that my family is protected back in Zim. You know, the health system is very bad in Zim. We can't really jeopardize their lives right now or endanger their lives because we know the situation that is back home. At least if I am here, I am able to just go to a public clinic and get services. So I can't really go there specifically to protect my family and my friends.
Okay, what I'm asking is that people are going to be taking. We know that some people will be taking it. They are going to be taking a lot. So we're going to try pants.
Intense. I like. But abantu ba benga was. But you go mele go enter. Galen. Abawas. Abala information. So umuntu abe sugile. Engas. Engas. But you go mele. But you go mele COVID test. Lean. So abe se khaba se figa la pana se chol guti. Anyway, we need a certificate. So you call up okuqala khona inkinga ukuthi umuntu yabe ngakwazi usuke endlini vele ngakwazi ukuthi kule certificate then enye into ukuthi I test le ibuhlunga test le vele ibuhlungu lawo kwaye sikume inqinini. So into yenza abanye bayezwa abanye bangabayezi test le yabazisa ubuhlungu. So yabe secabanga umuntu ukuthi ngiphinde ngibuyele ngiyoyenza into engayenziwayo last time. And abanye lawo babetshela ukuthi ubuhlungu bahle besabele khatshana. So mbonani mina abantu kumele bafundiswe nje bahlale nje besazi ikho kwenza ukuthi abantu bagcine sebethenga i-certificate lesi.
Ye, kufanele isiNdebele ngesikhiwa kodwa ukuthi ubuhlungu ukuthi abantu bayakubalekela.
Okay. This COVID-19 test is very painful. Like when they are testing you, you see, there's that pain that stays about to 9 hours, you still feel that there's something that they've inserted in your nose. You see, some people, they are much more afraid of taking those, especially those that take those tests regularly. So some of the people, they are being told, you know, this is very painful to take these tests. So people, they are afraid. So some of the people, they are just afraid because they've heard that they are painful. Then some of them, they know that they are painful. So you would rather say, "Hey, for me to risk again and go back, I would rather buy a fake certificate." So I think that's one of the reasons why people, they are not really, they are going for fake certificates.
Let's hear from Mr. Mate. Mr. Mate, do you agree with the government? What do you think? Babu Kobalanda Mate Ukona, Sponazan Ukobalanda, Umutile Lanyak. What is Mr. Blessing Akulume? Oh, yeah. So we have Mela like Umam. Yes, I was. We have Mela like Umam.
I don't think you from Melana, but I equal shortcut here COVID-19 because that thing is poison. We are familiar with Lalavanti Ekaya. So, Avandu Gavaha and be Ufio Lalim Petin, La Pane Wanderazi, who chased a responsive Texaco's Puma, who cut the Lapung and Emotin Uhambe, a Fagi Maskako, a sanitizer, Ube safe. Because Ubu Chenga, Umatu as Ropa, Ubutu Ropa, Ama Police are bad. Upatira abantu poison ekhaya. So siyacela kakhulu ukuthi abantu kabayenze. Uma ukuthi awukhoni ukuya lapha eWanderers Park Station, go to this camu, kuyafana is 800 randi, go to local clicks, and then it's 800 randi, even khona pane Wanderers, eWanderers is cheaper because it's 250 to Dr. Amakarani amatest yakho kahle uhambe ekhaya. Ungaphathela abantu ukufa ekhaya. Siyazo omalayitha bazathi hayi buya lingene but ukhumbula ukuthi uya straight ebhinga noma uye ejombe noma uye Mondoro uyobulala abantu le ekhaya le
blessing
wongu abari kutaura chokwanda kuti zviri nani kuti udzivirire muri yako uzvidzivirire wewe nekutuka notenga chitambi icho chemukotweti zvinogona kupinza muri yako muna taisireva nekudaro zvakakosha kuti kana usina hako mari yacho yekuti gore rinoiri kumboregeza kufamba zviri nani kugara mumba nekuti sakaona gifts kana kuno paitwa Thanksgiving holiday nyati dzakakurudzira kuti vanhu aiwa regedzai kuenda kunoshanyirana asi vanhu haana kuteerera takaona pakunzi 1.5 million vabatwa nechigwere ichi in 1 week uwandu hwevanhu maicu ari kunzazaris havachakwanisa kutora vanhu kune mamwe matunhu kana kuti kune mamwe states nekudaro zviri nani kuti kana pasina mari yekutestwa kana kufamba kumabhazi umu kusina kunyatsomira zvakanaka zviri nani pazoro rekrisimusi rineri kumbogara kwauri ikoko gidi
yes Mr. Ndweni now looking at the way things are happening you know so do vendors make enough money to actually pay for these certificates? Do you think they make enough money?
No. They don't make enough money. And because COVID-19 lockdown also affected even their livelihoods, I think you know that 7 months people were not trading and they opened sometime in October thereabout. So people are starting to find their feet. It's 2 months after they opened and very few of them actually can afford the 60 US dollars. So it's really dire. And the government spoke about the cushioning fund sometime in April. It only came sometime also in August and October thereabout. So people are really struggling. Very, very few people can afford to pay the US dollar 60. And I want to apologize also. I need to dash to another meeting. So maybe if I may be excused a bit, but make pace with your indulgence. Yeah, Gibbs, is that we are still calling on government to review the cost of the PCR certificate because it is very, very expensive and it's shortchanging a lot of people. It's discriminatory because those who are rich can afford, who are flying can afford the 60 US dollar, but the ordinary women were actually taking care of children. They were supposed to be enjoying Christmas, buying food, looking after people who are sick, to access medication, to to travel to other areas during the festive season are not able to move to at least go and buy stuff or sell out of the country. So the government must at least consider seriously to review the cost of the certificate.
I'll let Blessing pose the last question before we leave. Blessing?
Yeah, of course. So what's the way forward, Mr. And when we are seeing the numbers are spiking, do you think a second lockdown is necessary, or people must just be vigilant?
In my view, I don't think that we need a second outright lockdown, but I think we need to, one, raise awareness, get people talk about this on radio, TV, and WhatsApp platforms in our boreholes where people need to fetch water, talk about the dangers of contracting the virus and also measures to reduce the spread of the virus. Secondly, I think that law enforcement agents must try and monitor gatherings, particularly nightclubs, where people are actually gathering at night. Nightclubs will be open, people will be partying in hundreds, and those areas actually, for me, are the hotspots for the virus. Even schools, there has to be, a systematic kind of monitoring of students if they are abiding by the issues of physical distancing, also sanitizing and wearing masks. So for me, we need to do that, but I don't think that an outright lockdown is an option, because that, as I said, a lot of people suffered for those 7 months. As we know that our economy is 70% to 90% of people in the informal sector who rely on buying and trading. So if you close the space, that means those people will suffer, as I've alluded earlier.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ndweni. I think you can now go, But before going, your last word, maybe? Just your last word?
My last word is that I also concur with the two speakers that the people must desist from buying the fake certificates, because it's not going to help them, particularly those that are coming from South Africa. You're going to import the virus and infect your parents here at home and your relatives, and you go back, they will remain die, or they will die when you are here. So what then does it save if you bring in the virus in the name of coming to school, then you kill them? So people must actually go to Wanderers. My brother was saying that there's a place where you can actually get a cheaper certificate, a doctor tests you there, and then you come here knowing your status. So for me, I think we need then people to be serious about their lives and their relatives' lives, and ensure that they get tested before they come home.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ntweni, and have a lovely evening. Thank you so much. So, Mr. Ntweni, I think you've been listening to everyone here again saying a lot of things. And what could be your advice to Zimbabwe?
I think for those that are outside the country, my advice is that maybe just stay put where we are. If we need to send goods back home for our parents to be able to enjoy the Christmas, let's do that. But if you have to go home for whatever reason, follow the normal procedures. Don't do anything illegal. Make sure that you get the authentic certificate before you go back home. Let us not support corruption, because this is really corruption being done by the people. I think the governments could have done a better job prepping these procedures, and you think that they will have authorized a few labs to conduct these tests, but obviously if they are accepting certificates from many places, that is always an issue. It does open a lot of loopholes. And also the governments, I think they need to, provide more awareness, provide more guidance to the people. But at the same time, let's not forget, the big issue here. There's more local transmissions in Zimbabwe more than the ones that are imported. So people now, they may be focusing on the imported transmissions, but like my brother Nguyen said, people are clubbing. People are going to clubs and doing many things locally in Zimbabwe. So I think, if we have to, fight and win this COVID-19 battle, we have to be more disciplined. We have to practice Ubuntu. We have to think about umntanako, think about umzali wakho, think about umakhelwane wakho and all others around you.
Yes, Blessing.
I think it has been an interesting discussion to raise awareness. zvekutenga zvitambi zvekunyepa aiwa bodo kwete hasizvinhu zvakanaka nekuti zvinogona kupedzisira zvaakuita kuti vanhu vaende kumakuwa pane kuti munge muchipemberera saka zviri nani kuti nemamiriro akaita zvinhu vanhu vagare kumba kunyanya kana kana paita emergency unokwanisa hako kuti uende asi kana pasina emergency yaurikufambira zviri nani kuti ugare kumba zvemapati kana mabirthday party chaiwo kutombomira kusvika zvinhu zvanaka gibs.
Yes, now let's talk about elections, you know, in USA and the outcome and all those sort of things. Basically, we know that Mr. Trump has been saying he was cheated, and now it's a new song. We saw Mr. Mitch McConnell, who is the leader of the Senate, saying, you know, Mr. Trump won, so, I mean, Mr. Biden won. So he should be given that opportunity to do what he's supposed to do and be, you know, sworn in January. So it seems as if Republicans are now recognizing that Mr. Biden is the ultimate winner. But there are some who are saying they are going to cause a lot of noise come January 6th when the votes are being tallied. So let's hear from Mr. Ntini. Mr. Ntini, you know the processes, you know, that you know, usually followed here in USA. So tell us a bit about that when it comes to this stage where we are today.
Now the electoral college, you know, they've done, you know, their responsibilities. They went on and pretty much confirmed the popular vote. They confirmed, you know, the results from the different states. We realize that now, you know, Biden was credited with 306 electoral votes and Trump is still at 232. So Biden has the 270 magic number. So what happens now? Yes, we know the results from the electoral college. Now the results will go to the House. They have to go to D.C. Where both the House and the Senate to open the votes and, you know, make them official, for the lack of a better word. But, you know, during that time, there will be a time for those that are disputing the electoral college, for whatever reason, if they think the electors didn't vote you know, according to the laws, or they can throw, you know, whatever noise that they want. But definitely, I think now it's clear that even the top Republican is saying, hey, guys, let's just move on. Biden has won. Trump lost. So I don't foresee any issues happening during the counting of the votes come January 6, 2021. Yes, there may be a few Republican senators or representative, you know, people that may try to make noise, but I don't foresee any issues going forward, Mr. Dube. I think it is a done deal. We're just waiting for January 20 for our president-elect and vice president-elect to be inaugurated.
Yeah, President?
Of course, that's true, because what you are seeing is that although Mr. Trump lost the election, he still got 74 million votes, which is actually a record. Mr. Biden got about 81 million that can be called a landslide if it's in Zimbabwe or anywhere else. But there is, of course, the Electoral College that Mr. Ntini is talking about in America. So you don't necessarily have to win the popular vote. You have to win the electoral college. But according to many analysts, the reason why there are still some Republicans who are reluctant to endorse Mr. Biden is simply because if you look at that 74 million in the Republican Party, Mr. Trump remains very, very popular. So they don't want to cross his path. You don't want him to tweet about you like he's doing with the Republicans in Georgia and Pennsylvania. So, of course, he lost. But I don't think you can win any primary election in the Republican Party without endorsing his ideas. And he's still reluctant to admit that he lost this election. But it will be interesting on the 6th of January, because the person who is expected to preside is none other than Vice President Mike Pence. So everyone is waiting to see if he's going to officially endorse Mr. Biden as the winner of the election. If his boss, Mr. Trump, is saying the election was rigged. But of course, many analysts are saying that maybe, like what former first lady and Secretary of State and also presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is saying, that maybe America must do what others throughout the world are doing, the popular vote. If many people vote for you, you just become the president, you know, this college system. But of course, the college system was implemented many years ago, you know, when the framers of the American Constitution did not even trust, you know, that the people would vote for a president. So they needed checks and balances. They wanted to include the Congress, of course, in the election of, you know, a president. But things, it appears, have changed. So these are exciting times in America. So after that 6th of January session of both houses, the Senate and the House, we expect that Mr. Biden will be sworn in on the 20th of January next year.
Yes, Blessing. Let's go to Adonsi. So Adonsi, you are an observer and you are in Cape Town. So tell people, you know,
hayi mna mbonani uTrump nje kuphela nje besikwazi vele ukuthi uzafuna ukuthi abangumsindo but ukuba ngakwakho umsindo vele akusoze kutshintshe lutho abantu vele bahamba le bhasi ehambayo nxa ibhasi ihamba vele umuntu hla avele akhwele ibhasi ehambayo ngoba phela vele uyabusazi ukuthi umuntu osewinile kumele uhambe laye ukwenzela ukuthi lawe uthole phambili so into le nje yenzakala eAmerica, of course, besinga expect ukuthi singabona abantu abanjengabo Trump abayalela esikhundleni njengokuthi sibona ama president ethu. Kodwa into esifunde kakhulu ukuthi iconstitution yabo iqhakatheke kakhulu, iconstitution yabo bayilandela. So yikho kwenza ukuthi nje kungabi lo msindo bamanejile ukuthi kungabi lokulwa kakhulu. Kungabi le unsocialist. So bonani ama-African countries kumele afunde la ukuthi i-constitution iyasebenza njalo futhi i-constitution yiyo eyenza ukuthi kungabi le zinto eziningi kungabi lo msindo lani lani ngoba kucacile nje ukuthi uTrump bezama ngakuthiwa i-America ila strong constitution ngasibona okunye but because bayahlonipha i-constitution yabo and ama-voting systems abo acaca ukuthi a-transparent. Of course, you cannot say 100% transparent, but you go to at least today, if our election in America, Joe Biden, they will okay.
Yeah, thank you so much, and hold on there. Mr. Mtini, your last word. Mr. Din,
yes. Yes, on the issue of COVID-19, definitely for those at home, we ask that you observe, as much caution as you can. Travel, if you have to, but if you don't have to travel, please stay at home. Mm-hmm. And then on the U.S. side, on the elections, we are looking forward to 2021 and the next 4 years. Hopefully it will be the next 8 years and many other years of nothing compared to what we had with Trump for 4 years.
Yes, I think we've come to the end of the show, Blessing, and we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Michael Ndiweni of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. He's been working so much, to make sure that vendors are catered for. So he's doing exactly that right now. We also wish to thank Ms. Noctula Adonsi, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. She is in the hospitality industry, and she loves politics. I think she's a political animal. And then we've got Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mate, who also lives in Johannesburg. He's with the Ntwangazi Republic Party at times, and at times with other, activists. So he doubles as an activist and a political commentator as well. Then we've got Mr. Bosani Musontini, who is an independent political commentator. This is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.
Good night.